Hi everyone, it's Ivana with Sales Rep Guide to Survival. It's been a while, right? Hasn't it? And it feels like the sun is coming out more and more, even though it's always been out. But the weather is getting nicer. It really feels like our current circumstances are starting to slow down, and I love astrology, so going into Gemini season is always my favorite season. So today I really want to talk about a topic that's been, I guess, a theme in my life lately, which is, let me just start here. I'm not a sales manager. And I've not been one before, even though I would love to be a manager and a leader. I would love the responsibility of inspiring a team and encouraging growth. But I feel as though, even though I've not been a manager, I feel like I do have talent that that translates and inspires, and I feel like when I give my energy to others, I feel like I see growth amongst my colleagues and peers, just from giving inspiration through my eyes, through my energy, encouragement, support, not taking things personal. So I think that I posted something very recently about criticism versus praise, and there's been studies out. I guess I should have done my scientific research before I jumped on here, but that's definitely an opportunity. But praise versus criticism. For me, when I'm criticized as a salesperson, it really demoralizes me. And I love feedback. I love constructive feedback. Like, hey, I noticed that you did this, but you could do this better. I really appreciate that. But criticism in terms of, to me, criticism means when you judge someone on who they are. And that, like, completely sets me back on my goals, on my work ethic, on my attitude, my perspective. It just starts to diminish. Now, I know that there are a lot of problematic employees. Employees and salespeople out there that challenge their managers and don't work as efficiently. And I think the response on behalf of a sales leader when you're faced with that situation where you feel like you can't get someone to produce, I feel like it breaks you down. So then you start to look at them with judgmental eyes and you start to compare them with others and yourself. And I feel like if managers, leaders can refrain from doing that, you would see the person change. Like they always say, if you want to see change, be change. And I've been put in many situations in my life where I was able to control the outcome of whether it be a social interaction, a political interaction within an organization, that I was able to face an outcome and overcome it based on my mindset and perspective, and in a way control the outcome. And I think leaders should sort of learn how to take a step back out of themselves and say, okay, where is this employee hurting? What's going on in their personal life? You know, for decades, we've had this division of personal and work. Don't bring work home, or don't bring personal to work. And I severely disagree with that, because you can't expect your employee to come to work if there's some grave personal problems that they're facing and just put it on the back burner for 8 hours. I'm really sorry, but that bullshit does not work anymore. you need to encourage people to speak up about if something's affecting them, because it is going to trickle into your work and it is going to trickle into their sales and it is going to trickle into the company. So I think we need to learn how to embrace these confrontational situations and really like break a barrier. Like, I would want to know, like, if my employee, you know, was facing an eviction, or if there was a death in the family, or, you know, because I want to be there to support them, not because I want to tear them down even more. And we're taught, like, don't talk personal things at work. And why not? Especially as a salesperson, where there's no barrier between personal and work, because you're building personal relationships. Like, when I go set out to build my personal work relationships, you better believe that we don't even talk about work. And that's why we're friends. And that's why we have relationships, is because I'm more interested in, what do you like to do on the weekends? What is your relationship like with your boyfriend or husband? Where did you grow up? What was your first job? Like, those are the things I want to know. And that's, in sales, you have to get personal in order to create that business relationship. So why don't HR and CEOs and sales leaderships do the same? Get personal, find out what's bothering. Because when you criticize someone, you judge and you make assumptions based off of something you might not know the full backstory. So where I was going with this is, how do you inspire yourself to praise someone that you feel like isn't working to their fullest potential? How do you do that? And from what I know is, you definitely release judgment. So you release judgment from yourself and you release judgment from others. It's very hard to do this, and it's something that I have to constantly correct myself in doing every day. Don't judge and don't compare. Everyone is going to work at their own pace. So when you have a superstar salesperson who's energetic, gets along with everyone, doesn't cause problems, that's the ideal in your mind, right? But then you might have someone who is also a rock star at sales, builds great relationships, maybe gets a little emotional in the workplace. Well, how do you talk to that person? Don't ignore their emotions, because they're acting out. They're trying to send a message. It's the same way when a child acts out. And I think that the best way to face that is in a very non-judgmental, empathetic way, is to ask that employee, you know, I noticed that even though you're an amazing sales performer, and we love your work and we really value you, sometimes you get a little bit emotional, or it seems like something at work bothers you. So would you mind just sharing with me what it is? Is it something about me? Is there something I can fix so that I can help you? And you know what, guys? The reason that employees don't speak out is because we don't feel safe doing so. We don't. You know why? Because organizations see employees' perspectives, if they are challenging, as a threat. And why? When it's 2020, get over it. We're in a new way of doing business. You know, this requires empathy. So talk to your salespeople. Find out what's going on. That's the only way you're really gonna know and retain them. Why would you want to go through a salesperson every 2 years if the issue is the same issue all the time? And this is a theme. Like, I feel like, you know, I can't even find myself a home where there's an inspiring, creative, of course, respectful and professional, but at the same time encourages individuality within a workplace. You can't, I'm talking from personal experience, and I've watched this happen, and I've still, like, this fuels me, but I was in a situation where in my work history where the salespeople, including myself, were always compared to each other. And it was very obvious in the way that management did it. And it's like, why? Like, if this person prefers to interact with clients this way, let them do it. If this one prefers this way, let them do it. Let them all do their own individual way. And then why don't you bring them together to teach each other? Like, hey, we noticed that you're really good at this. So why don't you this week teach the sales team on why this is so effective for you? And then, hey, we noticed you're really good at this. So empower people. And this is what I mean about praise versus criticism. Like, if someone is not performing to your standard, you attacking that energy with negativity is not going to get them to do it either. So what are you going to do at that point? Live with it and not see growth? Like, what are you going to do? Challenge them every day? Are you going to let them go and find someone else? It's just, you don't know what that person's going to bring. So learn to deal with your current sales team and efficiently use praise to bring out the best in the ones that you might consider have more weaknesses or weaknesses in comparison to other salespeople. Like, I think that having your sales team teach each other is a fantastic idea because it's a non-assumptuous way of telling your team, like, hey, like, we can all grow. You know, as the leader, you can grow too. Like, what do you do in your personal life that balances your work life? I'm very big on personal development. And I think that, you know, if you spend your personal time wisely, and if you spend it in an encouraging way where you're growing, I think then you can inspire others to do that too. But yeah, I mean, I would just use praise like, hey, you're so great at doing this. Like, would you mind like bringing so-and-so with you next time or showing so-and-so how you do this? Or like, hey, like, you're our superstar salesperson, but you know, is there something I could be doing better to support you? And that's the thing, like, leaders think that they're vulnerable to challenges and weaknesses, but they're not. It's actually on full display. So that's just what I mean about encouraging praise. Praise your people. And, you know, I just posted very recently, again, something I should have done more research on, an experiment that a Japanese doctor, his name is Masuro Emoto, he took water crystals and examined them under a microscope after labeling them or exposing them to varying types of situations, phrases, or music. So he took one water crystal and labeled the outside of the jar, "You are beautiful." He took another one and labeled the outside of the jar, "Thank you." He took another one and labeled the outside of the jar, "I hate you." And the ones that were labeled "Thank you" and "I love you," once examined under a microscope, had these amazing, symmetrical, beautiful water crystals, like beautiful, perfect snowflakes. When he took the, when he examined the one with "I hate you" or playing, or he labeled one Adolf Hitler, or he played heavy metal music versus Beethoven, and those crystals were deformed, distorted, asymmetrical, whatever that word is. And it's interesting because our bodies are what, scientifically 98% water or something like that. So what you speak to yourself, what you speak to your sales team is going to translate heavily in the work that they produce. And I understand, like, in some situations where you try and try and you just cannot get the person to cooperate, and if they're too combative, and maybe it's just not a good fit. But, like, even for example, like, I remember working with someone who was very much willing to challenge. Well, wait, let me finish this story. So it's amazing how when Dr. Emoto praised the water crystals, that they shaped so beautifully. And again, like, that translates to us. Like, if you speak good praise to your sales team, I promise you they will continue to not only feel more confident in their abilities, but they're going to grow, and you're going to see their weaknesses become their strengths. So I remember another thing that I think is really important. Like, if I were in charge, I would start asking for my employees' birth charts, and birth chart meaning astrological birth chart, not just their sun sign, but their moon and rising signs as well, and potentially their Venus and North Node. Because astrology is science. It's not, hey, let me read my horoscope in the Daily Post. That's not astrology. But true astrology, you know, at the time you were born, where the planets were, is going to affect who you are, how you do things, how you love, how you conduct work, where you find security, how and where you express love. You know, all of these things that form your personality. And I remember, like, let's take the sun sign of Virgo, for example. I worked with a Virgo, and I know that the manner in which he dictated what needs to be done came off as challenging and combative to the leadership team. But I don't think they really understood the purpose and traits of a Virgo, because I think if they did, they would have been able to appreciate where he's coming from. Virgos love to take things that are full of errors and make them perfect. Virgos typically speak truth. Usually a Virgo is the person that tells me something that I don't want to hear and winds up being right. And Virgos are very much, they stand up for themselves. They don't take bullshit, and they're logical. They probably make excellent lawyers. There's been studies shown that the Virgo sun sign, the majority of the world's president and CEO of organizations and companies happen to be Virgos. And this is why. Beyonce is a Virgo. Their talent is to take things and make them perfect. So I think if my leadership team understood, wow, you know, this is valuable, like, let's work with him on what he's telling us, I think that there would have been a huge difference in how they perceived him. And again, like, it's just science, and it has to do with praise. Like, instead of criticizing him because you're so challenged by what he's telling you, why don't you step back and listen and use his talents and retain that employee and say, because I'm a Pisces, so, and my moon is Sagittarius and my rising is Capricorn. And my Venus and my North Nodes are also in Pisces. So I have heavy Pisces influence. But I know that with my Sagittarius moon, I love, you know, positivity. I'm amazing at making relationships. I'm pretty much likable to almost anybody and agreeable. And then with my Capricorn rising, I have this extreme, power. I get a lot of power and sense of security in my work. So when I'm not doing my best work, it really affects me. With my Pisces in all of these, you know, in my Sun, North Node, and my Venus, I'm ethereal and I'm a little messy. And the way I go about things isn't as organized and structured. And my appearance doesn't matter to me as much as a Virgo's appearance might matter to them. And for me, like, that's how I operate. And it shouldn't, I have opportunity to get better, and I understand that, and I'm always willing to, but you also have to be able to step back and appreciate me for who I am while encouraging me to get better. And, you know, like, we also worked with a Gemini, and like a Gemini is very much so, the extremes of both. So they have this extreme, like they can be one way and then another. And it's almost like you don't know what you're going to get on any given day. But when you can step back and understand, like when that other side comes out, understand like this person's a Gemini, they're expressing themselves. This is their other side. Take it and appreciate it. I know we've like gone into multiple conversations here now, but you know, I just want to inspire leaders to first off love themselves so that they can really successfully lead a team. But when someone's not performing to your standards, it's your responsibility, and you need to take a step back and think, am I really inspiring this person, or am I bringing them down? Am I judging them because of based on me, or am I appreciating them, inspiring them, loving them, encouraging them to grow? And I think these are just important questions that we need to really ask ourselves when we think about leading a team. But anyway, I hope you found this inspiring. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye, guys.